Welcome, 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 man of God.
Welcome.
Here we go.
Here
We
we
at it
go.
again. Tap in before you tap out. We are the Tap Out Boys. I am Prophet C.
Minister Joel.
And here we go. I'm excited about this episode today. Before
Yes.
we kick off and get into it, man of God, tell me how your day went today.
Man, had an awesome day, man. I had to take care of some business this morning. We had to drive out to Augusta, me and my family, you know, handle some things down there, man. But I just thank God for taking us there safely and bringing us back home safely, you know, more important. So I just thank God for just being, you know, always there, even in the smallest things, you know, we're supposed to acknowledge him, you know. So, hey, same
Absolutely.
For you, man. How was your day?
Awesome day. Another beautiful day that the Lord has made. I'm just rejoicing in it. Thanking God for having the ability to get up and go to work, provide and take care of my family. You know, sometimes we take all that things for granted. Making it back home, we take it for granted. So
right.
I thank God for that. And I realize even while I'm out there working, you know, in nice neighborhoods and things like that, where you see other people are going through and struggling and everything. So, man, I count it all joy. And I thank God
right.
for what I truly do. So without prolonging the time, today we're going to hit this church today. Very popular terminology that's used all around the world. I've traveled, you know, to and fro different churches throughout the Southeast, the North, and wherever you go, there's somebody that can relate to the terminology of what they say is church hurt.
Church
hurt. So we want to extrapolate on that and dig that up. And, you know, we want to dissect and see what the saw was in the ground. Is this terminology that we should even use? I'll drop my feelings about that later, but, you know, I'm going to pass this ball to you as we get ready to kick this thing off. Church hurt. What does that mean when someone says their church hurt? And hey, teacher, teach us what you feel about it. And what does the word say about that?
Church hurt, church hurt, church hurt. Well, you know, the devil loves to give us certain terms to use in the church to discredit God's ability to be real in our lives. And one of the words he used more than anything in the mouths of people when they are uncomfortable or they are upset or things didn't go the way they want it to go is church hurt. And church hurt, in my opinion, is an embarrassing term for the church to use at any point. Relationships have more than one person in it. That's why I said relationship. So when you're on that ship, you're not the only passenger. Mm-hmm. And
yes, sir.
When we talk about hurt, it goes back to one of the episodes we did about accountability. You know, I think if people become more accountable, then they'll realize that there's a two-way street on Hurt Boulevard, you know, and that if they had a problem with someone within the ministry, then it had to be something that they were a part of or partaked in some kind of way. Now, to clarify for those people who don't know what church hurt is a term that is used by people when they are unhappy in a ministry or at a church, and then they decide to leave that church and go to another church. And the first thing they'll say is, well, I left that church because of church hurt, or that church hurt me. That's a tool by the devil. So believers, we need to stop doing that. Stop using that word. Stop giving the devil credit. You know what I mean? For anything that God is doing. Because we do understand that people are going to have differences. There are going to be things that's going to go on in the ministry that we're all not going to agree with. But to say church hurt, you're either saying the building hurt you, which is impossible. Or if we think about it with scripture, you hurt yourself because we are the church. So to blame someone else or to blame a building is lack of accountability. If you are church hurt and you really believe that you're church hurt, then you hurt yourself. Now, that hurt could come from your expectations wasn't met in the ministry that you went to, or you felt like that you were overlooked. We understand these things happen, but we also got to understand that division in the church is actually a part of the process, you know, of us getting closer to God. We have to accept that potential division and use it as a way to bridge any gap that could be between a brother and sister, a brother and brother, or a sister and a sister. in Christ. Trusting in God and keeping our eyes stayed on him, church hurt will not exist. So at some point along the way, you took your eyes off God and you start focusing on man. You start focusing on people. And then you start expecting them to be something that they're not. And when they ended up being who they are and you didn't agree with it, then you call it church hurt. So not to drag on too much specifically about that perspective of church hurt, but just to kind of clarify to people who don't know what church hurt is, that's the term that believers or pretend believers use when they don't want to be a part of a ministry anymore. Now, Prophet, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever experienced church hurt?
Absolutely not. And I say that so proudly. Have someone done me wrong in ministry? Absolutely. Right. I can say recently, to be in all honesty, according to my feelings and how I feel, I feel I've been done wrong many times. So I don't assign that to the body of Christ, to the body of believers that say that they're following Christ. I don't assign that to them, because we understand one thing is, you know how I feel about it. It's almost like it's a rite of passage for someone who believes in Jesus to go through trials and tribulations.
Exactly.
That's a rite of passage. Exactly. I mean, he did say that when he was about to go to Calvary, he said, if there be another way, this cup pass
from me.
Nevertheless, Father, let thy will be done and not my will be done.
Right.
So in other words, so if the person who we base our whole belief system on, if he said this, what are we also to say? He said they will hate you because they first hated me. So this small beginner believing in Christ stuff that we're supposed to already know. I mean, they taught this in Sunday school. So Sunday school had already equipped you not to ever be church hurt, so to speak.
Right.
So we understand that people have feelings. And we're going to go deeper into this, because now, man of God, we do have to look at this right here. And I understand this, and I've spoken to this people before. If indeed you was a part of a ministry where somebody posing as a man of God or either being a man of God who had fallen have done you in a way other than a God-like way of handling you, you still not church hurt. Now, exactly. We understand that you have trauma that's been assigned from where you was at. But how we can truly declare that you not church hurt is because when you go to Walmart and Walmart done bought out all the mom and pops that's around in the next 30 miles and they raise all the prices back up and you go and you say, hold up, you know, this such and such used to be $4.99. Now it's $7.99. This is crazy. You know what I mean? Y'all remember when Similac just went through the roof, where it costs more to feed a baby Similac than it did to feed a grown person. But, you know, but women just didn't automatically just start, I'm going to breastfeed now. They didn't pucker up and just started breastfeeding in masses. They dealt with that. Nobody got Similac hurt. Nobody got Walmart hurt. You know what I mean? So nobody got all these other different things. You look at the doctors, they pass out bills left and right, and they prescribe all this medicine. Nobody's doctor hurt. They keep going and going, like the Energizer money. But when it comes to God, and you know, man of God, it was so amazing going through the COVID, you know, 19 during the pandemic, because everybody said, don't go up to that church. COVID's there. Like COVID was like Jason. Like COVID just came for the Christians. You know
just
what I mean?
Just for the church folk.
It wasn't at the mosque, you know, but no, at the church of the Christian folks. I mean, COVID was there. I'm telling you. So it was just amazing to hear people say it, you know, but COVID went at the club. He wasn't at the bar. COVID wasn't at the ball games. He wasn't at their job.
The cookouts.
You know, at the cookouts.
There was a lot of those. during the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. They was at funerals for COVID with people who had COVID. Let's be honest about it. And people were still, I want to go to the funeral, say my goodbyes. They actually had to push people back. So, but it's a thing that it's a trick of the enemy, just like you said. And it gets in people's mind and they use it as a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
That okay. And then we have to be honest. Sometimes people just say, well, you know what? I couldn't get my way. I'm leaving you. And I'm going to talk bad about you. Just like you said, it's a lot of different relationships people do that in. Either you got man and woman, either be it the man or the woman, people will do that in relationships. When something goes sour, I got to say something bad about you first to make it look like I'm right and you're wrong. And it becomes a battle of who's right and who's wrong,
right,
rather than anybody being honest about it. Now, me personally, accountability, there you go. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I think this, kind of like when you leave a job, the real good jobs or the ones that pose as being good, so to speak, they like to do, what do you call it? When you're leaving a job and they basically like to contact you and find out like why you're leaving.
Right, right.
I forget the terminology for that or whatever. And I think we should do that with ministries. And I really think that even pastors should be like, where you come from? Because you come over here with a title and you got all this experience in church, but why are you here in the same town, in the same city, and you're just coming here for the first time?
Right.
Because if your church hurt, I'm going to preach this one day, you got spiritual scars.
Right.
Saying that you were church hurt. That means you're wounded, that wound is fresh, and you have not healed.
Right.
And if you came here for healing, any doctor, when he prescribes you medicine, he's first going to get a prognosis. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? He's going to get a diagnosis and a prognosis. Diagnosis to find out what's wrong with you. A prognosis is going to be like how we're going to fix you.
Right.
So we got to do some homework on this thing. If you're saying that your church hurt, we got to unpack that thing. Now, I think we both agree. We don't really believe in church hurt, terminology.
At all.
We do understand that people get in their feelings and people get hurt by people, and the place that it happens just happens to be a building where believers meet that we call church.
Right. And I'm going to add on to what you were saying about switching the ministries and still having that scar or that open wound and the doctor giving the diagnosis and the prognosis. And you also got to know during the diagnosis process if it's contagious or not. So if the person leaving their ministry and coming to your ministry, you don't want anybody who's contagious to come in there with that open wound and now spread it across your flock. You see what I mean? So it's definitely important to understand the purpose of why someone's leaving one ministry and going to another. Now, I want to dig a little bit deeper into the church hurt perspective and why the mindset is there. And, you know, scripture says to be not conformed of this world, but be transformed with the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are still operating with their worldly mind in the church. And that's how they end up with this so-called church hurt, is because they're expecting people to be who they're not. And they're lining up their belief in Christ with their belief, well, with the world's belief. And I'm gonna give an example. The world may say, you could come up with a drink tomorrow. You could come up with a drink and you can name it, you can say it's a soda, right? And everybody will love that soda. Ooh, this tastes good. As soon as the world says, this soda is illegal or this soda is bad for you, the church immediately grab a hold of that and say, well, it's bad for you. And not even realizing that they are conforming to the world unconsciously. You see what I'm saying? Because everything that the world says is wrong is not wrong spiritually. And I'm going to save a lot of those details for another conversation. So y'all tune in if y'all want to know what I'm talking about. But as far as the church hurt, the mindset is of the world. And you can't have the mindset of the world in the body of Christ. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So if you're thinking worldly thoughts and have a worldly perspective on the church, then you are going to get this false church hurt from the world saying, well, if he's my friend, then, you know, he'll loan me $10 every time I need it. But the church don't operate like that, you know. Or if he's my friend, he'll go to fight for me or fight with me when someone makes me upset. It don't work like that in the church. If me and you, man of God, was in the world and I got a problem with a couple of guys in the world, I'm going to call you up and like, hey, let's go ride on these guys. You see what I'm saying? That's the way the world operates. Well, as a believer, I'm going to call you up and say, man of God, let's pray for these brothers. Or let's pray about this situation. You see how you have to separate the two? Absolutely. But when you have the mindset of the world, then of course you're going to say things like church hurt. And you gave a perfect example. You said no one's Walmart hurt. Nobody's club hurt. Nobody's work hurt. You know what I mean? Or any of these things that they just make up about, you know, church. And it's actually ridiculous that people will claim to be believers, and the first thing what they want to do is put their mouth on somebody from a previous ministry. You know what I mean? Like it's embarrassing, nevertheless, for the world to see us operate like this. But see, the problem is that the people that are claiming to be believers are not believers. You got a lot of imposters, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, people that are pretending, and they're giving that image off to other people that just because you go to church every Sunday, you know what I mean, you want to say, well, I'm a believer. Whereas your attendance don't, you know what I'm saying, don't account for your repentance.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So we can't look at just because somebody's going to church and then they say, well, hey, I don't go down to that church because they did me like this, or go down to that church because they, well, if you hopping from 10 churches, you might be the problem.
Oh, you is the problem. That.
Yeah, you are the problem. If you'd have been to 10 ministries, and I'm talking to whoever's viewing right now, if you have been to more than 10 ministries in the past 10 years, I'm going to say 20 years, guess who's the problem? You. Thank you.